This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Over 9,000 people experienced homelessness on a single January night in the Denver area. That's according to the latest point in time count. Jamie Reif is head of the Metro Denver Homeless Initiative. She says the annual count shows an almost 32% increase from last year.
We anticipated that this would probably happen because of the fact that a lot of our emergency rental assistance and a lot of those protections during the pandemic era have since ended. And so a lot of people that were either on the edge or were housing unstable have unfortunately fallen into homelessness.
Over a full year, the number of people experiencing homelessness in Denver is likely closer to 28,000. Denver children will have access to more after-school programming this fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Boys and Girls Club of Metro Denver will close two locations but open seven new ones this fall. Four new sites will open in charter schools, which are publicly funded but independently run schools. Clubs will open in Southwest and Northeast schools in the KIPP and University Prep charter school networks. They'll be funded through state grant dollars and some school money. The clubs offer academic support and arts and leadership opportunities for youth. Boys and Girls will operate 25 clubs in the city, its largest number ever. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And a heads up, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Adams and Denver counties. That's in effect until the end of this hour. Denver and Fort Collins may have thunderstorms on and off all this week, and Grand Junction may see rain throughout the week as well. You're listening to CPR News.